Limitless Love for April 14th. Put the devil on the run. Since therefore these children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to naught and make no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. Hebrews 2:14-15, the Amplified Bible. Put the devil on the run. Since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. Hebrews 2:14-15, Amplified Bible. Once you know how much God loves you and what he has done for you, you won't ever have to be afraid of the devil or any of his junk again. You won't worry about sickness. You won't worry about lack. You won't be afraid that the devil is going to ring your doorbell someday and bring some kind of calamity you can't handle. Your confidence in the love and power of God that's dwelling in you will cast out that kind of fear. Notice I said cast it out, not cover it up. When you really let the revelation of God's loving kindness towards you get down in your heart, you won't have to just pretend you're not afraid. You won't have to suppress it so that instead of thinking about it in the daytime, you have nightmares all night. No, you'll just resist and it will flee from you. Well, I just don't know if I'm powerful enough to do that, you might say. Are you born again? Do you have the greater one in you? If your answer is yes, then you have all the power you need, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. It's not hard to be confident when you know you're greater than your adversary. It doesn't take tremendous courage to oppose someone who is clearly weaker than you. On Halloween, when a 4-year-old child comes to your door dressed in a spooky suit and points a plastic gun at you, do you have to overcome fear? Are you scared stiff? Do you call 911 and say, "Send help, there's a monster at my door"? Certainly not. You have no reason to be afraid. After all, he's smaller than you. He's a weaker than you. If he gives you any trouble, you can pick him up and carry him up off your property. You can have the same attitude when you're dealing with the devil, because he's been defeated. Jesus brought him to naught and made him of no effect, so we wouldn't have to be afraid of him anymore. Actually, the devil already knows that. He's just bluffing in the hope that you don't know it. So call his bluff. Resist him. He'll run, because whether you know it or not, he's the one who is afraid of you. Amen. And now, April 15th. Love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4:7-8 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit. For the purpose of prayer, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." 1 John 4:7-8. Again, let me read that. "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." That was from the New American Standard Bible. One of the most unloving things we as believers can do is expose and magnify each other's sins. On rare occasions would someone so stubbornly persist in a sin that he is going to hurt himself or someone else is that sin isn't brought to light. It may be necessary to go to a pastor or church leader so the person can get some help. But in every other case, love covers the sin of a brother or sister. Love magnifies and talks about the good things in people, not the bad. People generally aren't encouraged and edified when we point out their flaws. When we criticize their behavior, even if our desire was not to be mean, but to help them, they hardly ever jump up and say, thank you, brother, for showing me what a jerk I am. That inspires me. I believe I'll be a better person from now on. No, the opposite usually happens. They become disheartened and discouraged. Instead of focusing on who they are in Christ and the grace of God in them, they walk away thinking what a loser they are. And that perpetuates their weaknesses instead of delivering them from it. The Lord spoke to Ken and I years ago, not long after our son John had moved out of our house to live on his own. At that time, John wasn't living for the Lord and Ken wanting to save him from making the same mistakes he made when he was at that age. Kept talking to him about the things he was doing wrong. One day, the Lord spoke to Ken's heart and said, John thinks that he's a bad boy. Why, Lord? Ken said, I don't think he's a bad boy. He thinks you do because you magnify his sin all the time. Ken immediately made a change. He asked John to forgive him and committed himself from them to then on to magnify what was right about him instead of what was wrong. It made a world of difference. If we're going to walk in love, that's what we're all going to have to do. When we see someone make a mistake, we won't make it our business to scold them for the way they're acting. We'll start praying for them. We'll believe God and make supplication and intercession on their behalf. With compassion and mercy in our hearts, we'll say, Lord, help me to pray for this brother. Multiply your grace to him. Give him the strength he needs to get the victory. When we're finished praying, we won't say a word to anyone else, but it will cover, shield, and protect that person. We'll magnify his success instead of his failures because that's just the way love is. April 16, Limitless Love. Your key to success. 1 Corinthians 13, 7 and 8, New American Standard says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love is the key to success in everything you undertake. When love motivates you, nothing can stop you. It empowers you to overcome opposition. It strengthens you to bear up under difficulties. It keeps you hoping and believing when others are growing discouraged and giving up. Love enables you to endure whatever is necessary and to patiently, faithfully pursue your goal until at last you achieve it. Love can even bring you success in seemingly mundane areas of your life. So you need to lose weight or simply get back in good physical shape. Surprisingly enough, love will enable you to do it. Most people don't realize that they use selfishness as a motivation. They want to get fit just so they can look good. And though they start out strong, before long you can find them back on the couch watching infomercials about exercise equipment instead of in the gym working out on it. They think it's because they lack self-discipline. But the truth is, it's because their self-discipline isn't backed by love. Those people would have an entirely different experience if they got down on their knees and asked the Lord to help them make a heart adjustment. He would awaken within them the desires to lose weight so they could better bless others. They'll start wanting to be strong and healthy so they could be a role model for their friends and family, an inspiration to them instead of a drain. They'll start thinking about how much they love the Lord and how they desire to please Him. They'll be motivated to take care of their bodies so that they could live longer and serve Him more effectively. I've even seen love motivate people to stand in faith for healing even when the sickness made them want to give up. They think of the pain and difficulty their illness or death would cause their loved ones, and they'll rise up strong in God and say, I don't care how bad I feel, I won't let the devil steal my health. I love my family too much. Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith works by love. So when you take the motivation of love and add faith in God's word to it, you have an absolute unbeatable combination. Faith and love together will wake you up in the morning and motivate you to put on your jogging shoes instead of your bathrobe. Faith and love will help you choose a salad instead of a sundae. They'll keep you on the fitness track until one day someone will look at you and say, hey, you look like you lost 20 pounds. How on earth did you do it? You can just smile and say, love never fails. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today and listening in. We'll record the rest of them in a while. But God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you. Make His face to shine upon you. Be gracious unto you and lift up His countenance and give you peace and establish you in every which way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be blessed, be rich, be strong now. Amen and amen. Limitless love for April 14. Put the devil on the run. Since therefore these children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to naught and make no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. Hebrews 2:14-15, the Amplified Bible. Put the devil on the run. Since therefore these his children share in flesh and blood in the physical nature of human beings, he himself in a similar manner partook of the same nature, that by going through death he might bring to naught and make of no effect him who had the power of death, that is the devil, and also that he might deliver and completely set free all those who through the haunting fear of death were held in bondage throughout the whole course of their lives. Hebrews 2:14-15, Amplified Bible. Once you know how much God loves you and what he has done for you, you won't ever have to be afraid of the devil or any of his junk again. You won't worry about sickness. You won't worry about lack. You won't be afraid that the devil is going to ring your doorbell someday and bring some kind of calamity you can't handle. Your confidence in the love and power of God that's dwelling in you will cast out that kind of fear. Notice I said cast it out, not cover it up. When you really let the revelation of God's loving kindness towards you get down in your heart, you won't have to just pretend you're not afraid. You won't have to suppress it so that instead of thinking about it in the daytime, you have nightmares all night. No, you'll just resist and it will flee from you. Well, I just don't know if I'm powerful enough to do that, you might say. Are you born again? Do you have the greater one in you? If your answer is yes, then you have all the power you need, because greater is he that is in you than he that's in the world. 1 John 4:4. It's not hard to be confident when you know you're greater than your adversary. It doesn't take tremendous courage to oppose someone who is clearly weaker than you. On Halloween, when a 4-year-old child comes to your door dressed in a spooky suit and points a plastic gun at you, do you have to overcome fear? Are you scared stiff? Do you call 911 and say, "Send help, there's a monster at my door"? Certainly not. You have no reason to be afraid. After all, he's smaller than you. He's a weaker than you. If he gives you any trouble, you can pick him up and carry him off your property. You can have the same attitude when you're dealing with the devil because he's been defeated. Jesus brought him to naught and made him of no effect, so we wouldn't have to be afraid of him anymore. Actually, the devil already knows that. He's just bluffing in the hope that you don't know it. So call his bluff. Resist him. He'll run because whether you know it or not, he's the one who is afraid of you. Amen. And now, April 15. Love covers a multitude of sins. 1 Peter 4, 7 and 8 says, "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit. For the purpose of prayer, above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." 1 John 4, 7 and 8. Again, let me read that. "The end of all things is near. Therefore, be of sound judgment and sober spirit for the purpose of prayer. Above all, keep fervent in your love for one another, because love covers a multitude of sins." That was from the New American Standard Bible. One of the most unloving things we as believers can do is expose and magnify each other's sins. On rare occasion, would someone so stubbornly persist in a sin that he is going to hurt himself or someone else, is that sin isn't brought to light. It may be necessary to go to a pastor or church leader so the person can get some help. But in every other case, love covers the sin of a brother or sister. Love magnifies and talks about the good things in people, not the bad. People generally aren't encouraged and edified when we point out their flaws. When we criticize their behavior, even if our desire was not to be mean, but to help them, they hardly ever jump up and say, "Thank you, brother, for showing me what a jerk I am. That inspires me. I believe I'll be a better person from now on." No, the opposite usually happens. They become disheartened and discouraged. Instead of focusing on who they are in Christ and the grace of God in them, they walk away thinking what a loser they are. And that perpetuates their weaknesses instead of delivering them from it. The Lord spoke to Ken and I years ago, not long after our son John had moved out of our house to live on his own. At that time, John wasn't living for the Lord, and Ken wanting to save him from making the same mistakes he made when he was at that age, kept talking to him about the things he was doing wrong. One day, the Lord spoke to Ken's heart and said, John thinks that he's a bad boy." "Why, Lord?" Ken said. "I don't think he's a bad boy. He thinks you do because you magnify his sin all the time." Ken immediately made a change. He asked John to forgive him and committed himself from then on to magnify what was right about him instead of what was wrong. It made a world of difference. If we're going to walk in love, that's what we're all going to have to do. When we see someone make a mistake, we won't make it our business to scold them for the way they're acting. We'll start praying for them. We'll believe God and make supplication and intercession on their behalf. With compassion and mercy in our hearts, we'll say, "Lord, help me to pray for this brother. Multiply your grace to him. Give him the strength he needs to get the victory." When we're finished praying, we won't say a word to anyone else, but it will cover, shield, and protect that person. We'll magnify his success instead of his failures, because that's just the way love is. April 16, Limitless Love. Your key to success. 1 Corinthians 13, 7 and 8, New American Standard says, love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. Love is the key to success in everything you undertake. When you love, motivates you. When love motivates you, nothing can stop you. It empowers you to overcome opposition. It strengthens you to bear up under difficulties. It keeps you hoping and believing when others are growing discouraged and giving up. Love enables you to endure whatever is necessary and to patiently, faithfully pursue your goal until at last you achieve it. Love can even bring you success in seemingly mundane areas of your life. So you need to lose weight or simply get back in good physical shape. Surprisingly enough, love will enable you to do it. Most people don't realize that they use selfishness as a motivation. They want to get fit just so they can look good, and though they start out strong, before long, you can find them back on the couch watching infomercials about exercise equipment instead of in the gym working out on it. They think it's because they lack self-discipline, but the truth is, it's because their self-discipline isn't backed by love. Those people would have an entirely different experience if they got down on their knees and asked the Lord to help them make a heart adjustment. He would awaken within them the desires to lose weight so they could better bless others. They'll start wanting to be strong and healthy so they could be a role model for their friends and family, an inspiration to them instead of a drain. They'll start thinking about how much they love the Lord and how they desire to please Him. They'll be motivated to take care of their bodies so that they could live longer and serve Him more effectively. I've even seen love motivate people to stand in faith for healing even when the sickness made them want to give up. They think of the pain and difficulty their illness or death would cause their loved ones, and they'll rise up strong in God and say, I don't care how bad I feel, I won't let the devil steal my health. I love my family too much. Galatians 5:6 tells us that faith works by love. So when you take the motivation of love and add faith in God's word to it, you have an absolute unbeatable combination. Faith and love together will wake you up in the morning and motivate you to put on your jogging shoes instead of your bathrobe. Faith and love will help you choose a salad instead of a sundae. They'll keep you on the fitness track until one day someone will look at you and say, hey, you look like you lost 20 pounds. How on earth did you do it? You can just smile and say, love never fails. Amen. Thank you so much for coming on today and listening in. We'll record the rest of them in a while. But God bless you. May the Lord bless you and keep you, make His face to shine upon you, be gracious unto you, and lift up His countenance and give you peace, and establish you in every which way. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, be blessed, be rich, be strong now. Amen and amen.